This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Clayton Hester. The process is underway to renovate the historic Common Pleas Courthouse in order to return City Hall back to the facility. The city's operating on a $12 million budget for the renovation of Common Pleas Courthouse in the Carnegie Library, and they've selected architecture firm Trainer HL and Penzel Construction Company for the project. Deputy City Manager Molly Maynor talks more about the process.
So actually, since we decided to move over to the Common Pleas location, we did some preliminary work before the vote on the capital improvement sales tax extension just to demonstrate that we could fit in that space over there. However, since we've selected Penzel and Trainer as our team moving forward, we really haven't dug deep into what it might look like yet. So we're still very preliminary at this point in time.
Okay, and so coming up with that, are there ideas in circulation at this point as for what the City Hall would look like?
So what we'll start with first is kind of determining how much space we need for each department, you know, such as development services and the finance department and HR and things like that. And then the architects will start to kind of put a program together. And then at some point we'll have a design workshop where they'll present some pictures to us and drawings of what we like, what we don't like, and that will start to shape what the City Hall will look like.
All right. And so with that capital improvement sales tax, how was the money built into, I guess, that tax in order to help support this? Was that an initial issue, or was it more of a, I guess, decision based on some of the funds that were allotted there?
Yeah, so this was the renewal of that capital improvement sales tax, which had previously been utilized for water improvements. And so this time around, the City Council determined that we needed to use that money for continued water improvements, but also for some unfunded needs, such as the City Hall project, and also some improvements out at the airport, as well as a component for streets. So with that being said, we're taking $6 million from that capital improvement sales tax renewal to put towards City Hall, and the other $6 million will come from casino funding.
Process, can you elaborate on, so it's been city staff interviewing different people, and that's how they've come up with the construction and architecture teams at the moment?
Yeah, so we put out a request for proposals for teams to submit ideas, and we went through that process. We interviewed a couple different teams, and we selected the Penzel Construction Company and Trainer HL Architecture Firm to be our design build team moving forward. So staff will work with them to come up with a design, and hopefully early part of next year we'll have something to share with the public and employees and everything else.
So this is different of a process than, say, a process where a team might bid on a certain project or something like that?
Yeah, so this is a design-build project. So we work with the architect and the contractor to come up with the design together. And so it's a much more flexible construction delivery method where, as opposed to a design-bid-build where we would design it first, then we would bid it per those set of plans, and then construct it. Design build gives us a lot more flexibility throughout the construction process so that we can be flexible and adapt if we want to change something or if we run into an unforeseen circumstance or something like that. It's much more flexible.
Common Pleas Courthouse was selected. What kind of motivation was it to get that? Was it something about how it's constructed already?
Well, originally, when we started this process a couple of years ago, we were actually looking at staying at our existing site on Independence and possibly renovating this building or tearing it down and starting fresh. But number one, that price tag came in considerably higher than we were hoping for. In addition, we had some people in the community who wanted us to preserve this building, the old Lorimer Elementary School. So we started to take another look at things. And at the same time, we realized, you know, that the Cape County is moving out of the courthouse in the next few months with their new facility over in Jackson, and the city owns that courthouse, and so it's our responsibility to take care of that structure. And so that's when we decided, you know what, we really need to take another look at that site, one, so we can preserve the courthouse and do it properly, but also makes it a good home for City Hall. You know, we used to be located in that building many, many years ago, and so we're actually just returning to whence where we came, if that makes sense.
This is KRCU's Going Public. We've been speaking with Deputy City Manager Molly Maynor about the redesign project underway to place City Hall back in Common Pleas Courthouse.